listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You are listening to the H-Train Show.
But that was awesome.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
I'm two-time Super Bowl champion Brandon Stokely, and you are listening to The H-Train.
The world needs to know about this fantastic show that gives back to veterans.
My brothers and sisters, and I love you, and I appreciate all that you've done, all that you're doing. Keep up the good work.
There's a lot of nonprofit organizations out there.
Make some donations, help us out. We're also looking to feature you on the show. We want to talk to you, so give us a call. We'd love to have you on the show.
Some of you knuckleheads out there.
So my name is Melissa Stockwell. I am a retired Army officer and an above-the-knee amputee on my left side. I am a Paralympian, a world champion in the sport of triathlon, and I currently live in Colorado, a mom of two, and you are listening to the H-Train Show.
Expecting the Rocky Mountains to be a little rockier than this. I was thinking the same thing. That John Denver's full of shit, man.
I'll be right back. Don't you go dying on me.
Ladies and gentlemen. Is it, what is that?
What do we have
going on?
I love it. People getting twice, double for their money.
I'm trying to figure out where's that
your
coming
phone?
From.
Is it intern?
Never.
We can blame intern.
Not this guy.
Oh, the volume's all the way up on that.
Huh, I wonder...
So let's...
Let's see.
Fixed
here.
It.
What was it?
Fixed it!
Okay.
I hit a button, fixed it!
Wow!
Woo!
You're fired!
What's up? Rob hit a button, and he fixed the problem! You're welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Did you just mute my microphone?
I turned you down a
little
bit.
You're stealing my moment of glory? This never happens!
It doesn't, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, breaking news.
Rob
co-host of the H-Train Show, Rob, actually did something, and it worked!
Woo! I'm not just stunning good looks, giant muscles, and a winning personality. Exactly.
Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen.
Woo! Remember this.
Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, you... Man.
I know. You're excited now, aren't you?
We're excited, ladies and gentlemen. Broadcasting from Colorado Media School here in the Beltmore, Denver, Lakewood area. It's another edition of the H-Train Show. We're here. Our mission is to show veterans and all of our men and women in uniform all over the world and the thousands that are listening and in attendance.
The men and women?
Yeah.
The men and women.
There are more programs out there beyond the VA. My name's H-Train.
And I'm Rob, but you knew that!
Woo-woo! Thanks for riding with us.
All right, I can calm down now.
Okay.
That was pretty exciting for me.
I was pumped up for you.
I hope Jen heard that. I really hope Jen got to hear that. She would be so proud.
And if she didn't...
We can play it for her later.
The podcast.
Yeah, well, yeah. I hope that whole train wreck comes through on the podcast. So guess what I did? Well, I was standing outside.
Okay.
And I'm wearing a pair of shorts.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that's what I do in December in Colorado. And I went like this with my cigar, and a hot cigar ash went down my shoe and into my sock. I burned my foot.
Ouch.
Yeah, it was pretty damn funny. I didn't know I had that kind of dance moves.
I wish that
someone's
was
knocking. Who's knocking?
I don't think nobody's knocking.
Can you knock on the? How does that happen? How do you knock on a radio station?
I don't know. No, they would text me before they knock. They don't. My interns knows not to knock.
Well, we got the light on that says. What does it say? On air.
On air.
Yeah, look at us. Who would do that in a media school? But whatever, it doesn't matter. Look at us, man. Look, the calendar just popped up. Interview.
Look
West,
at that.
Cabin.
Look at that.
All kinds of good stuff.
Man,
it's a great
Monday.
Man,
I'll tell you what. I didn't know Wes until I met with Rob, and then Rob introduced me to, you know, Wes by like email and stuff. And ever since you introduced me to him, I mean, dude, he's like on fire for doing stuff for the community.
That dude is cool like the other side of the pillow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a fan. He's a good guy. I like him a lot. Yeah. And makes really good coffee. When I was working near his office, we used to go over there and get the Nitro Cold Brew, I think it was called.
Okay.
Whoo, man. It'll wake you up. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. He gave us some bags of coffee to give on the show tonight.
Well, we can do that. We can absolutely do that.
Yeah.
So yeah, good stuff. How was your week?
You know, it wasn't too great.
Sorry to hear that. I like that you have less facial hair than you did last time I saw you.
Yes. I'm trying to grow it. But I had kind of a family emergency, left for Florida.
That.
Went down there, you know, did some stuff for some family. And
I'm glad you made it back in time. I'm sorry you had a family emergency, but I'm super glad you made it back in time because that would not have been the only emergency, and I would not have been able to fix it. So I'm glad you made it back, man. Look at all the listeners, man. Look at us.
There you go.
Todd Whitmoyer, Charmin Turner, James Frederick, all kinds of people listening in tonight.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
It's like somebody's listening to us for a change.
Well, it's probably for the best.
And I haven't did it yet, but I'm telling you this. When I say this, Rob's going to be like, oh, my God. What? But
well, I'm getting shocked.
We have a computer coming.
Oh.
And I will have that set up in like a shelf up here. And we will be going live on TikTok.
Oh, God.
What?
Yes. So we got 1,000 listeners.
I saw your post today about 1,000 people on TikTok now.
So now we'll be able to go on. Now we'll be. What in the world are you doing?
Listening to the H-Train show. Learning.
The interns fighting with headphones and losing the fight.
he did that thing like you see on TikTok, like that thing, you know, and over here.
I was trying not to distract, but should I have volume in here and be able to hear people?
You don't.
Got enough.
They're plugged
in,
right?
They're
plugged in.
They're plugged in.
Hold on. I'm an expert at this. Let me see if I can fix this. I'm not really, folks. I'm not good at this kind of stuff.
So. Probably.
How about now?
Probably like that.
Can you hear me now? How about now?
Ooh, a little bit.
A little bit's better than
it's
nothing.
It's quiet, but I got you.
So okay. You need me to yell for the rest of the show?
I'll work on it later. It's okay. You don't need to be able to hear. You just need to be able to get up and get my pop out of the refrigerator.
I'm telling you, we need to get an Xbox controller here for the interns and not plug it in and be like, you're doing great. You're helping. We just need to find an old Xbox controller and be like, no, keep the joystick. Yeah. Look at you.
Oh, man. Well, you know. So that was kind of my weekend. You had a lot of stuff going on this weekend as well.
I always have a lot of stuff.
I feel bad. I do want to say this.
You feel
and
bad?
And one of the reasons why I feel bad is because... So there was a... December 5th, there was a Toys for Tot drive at...
Bighorn. I went.
Bighorn.
Yep.
And he was asking me about NBR doing the music on that.
They didn't have a huge turnout of people.
Okay.
They collected a lot of toys from the people that did come.
Right.
Good things came from it. I went and represented. I stopped in and said hi.
Okay, I felt bad because I saw that and I'm like, oh. And then while I was in Florida, my uncle, he had a heart attack.
Goodness, dude.
Yeah, so.
Do not buy a lotto ticket.
Right now, that's for sure no. And you know, it's crazy because I'm on Southwest, and it's already a bad situation. But I'm on Southwest, and I'm sitting here trying to breathe. I had the hardest time, and it was mainly when I was trying to, like...
Marlboro Lights.
It was mainly when I was trying to go to sleep. I was trying to go to sleep, like, I would wake up and panic, like... trying to breathe.
Huh.
And they kept...
A veteran with sleep apnea. You never hear those stories. So weird.
I get a good 3 hours a night.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I got a solid 45 minutes. It was great.
And I got yelled at a bunch for not having a mask on. And I'm like, look, my mask is on. I'm telling you that I'm having issues. I'm expressing that. And what they were hearing me say is not what I was saying.
Was what you were what I was hearing was screw your mask.
What I was saying is I'm trying to wear your mask, but I need help because I'm having a hard time breathing. Suggestions, anybody from the floor, right? No, what they heard me saying is I'm not going to put this mask on because I can't breathe. And until you can show me a demonstration on how, I'm just not going to wear it.
I'm willing to bet that they've only got left and right limits. Just like we're on the M16 range, they've got left and right.
Right.
You were slightly outside of right, and they needed to bring you back in. I get it. I understand. And you're not flying with Barrett. You know, I get it. I see both sides. I hate to play the Switzerland card because I despise that. Pick a side and stand on it. But they should make – thank you for listening, Sage Shelton. Hi to you, too. There should be parameters to the left and right for folks in situations like yours. Just my thought. There should be exclusions.
Well,
and I realize their answer is, well, hey, if it's that hard for you, then don't fly, which is a great thought.
I would think if there's a pandemic and you know that there's going to be people that are going to have issues, you know, be adaptive and think about, you know, that stuff, you know.
Does ADA know, apply?
Huh?
Does ADA apply?
No. Because he told me even if I had a doctor's note that said that I couldn't breathe or whatever.
It's because you're endangering everyone else on the plane.
Yeah, and see, that wasn't my issue. My issue was, look, you know, I'm having a hard time breathing. See, if I was a stewardess and or steward,
that visual.
Whatever you want to call it, but if I had a person tell me that they couldn't breathe and they were having issues, I'd be like, okay.
You ever see
in the bathroom and just sit there, because in the bathroom you don't have to worry about masks; nobody's seeing you.
Well, I don't think they can let you sit in the bathroom through the whole flight.
I was just thinking of ways that I could help them.
There's a variety. Well, at that point, you become an in-flight emergency, and they would have put the plane down somewhere else. You would have landed it in, like, freaking Mississippi.
Maybe.
Nobody wants to land in
It was a two-hour flight, so I don't...
Colorado to Florida is a two-hour flight?
No. So I had to do connections.
Oh.
So the first time, it was Dallas, and it was nice... Because I got to eat a Whataburger. And then...
You didn't bring anybody back?
Nope.
No, I did not.
8 hour lines at the In-N-Out Burger here in Denver?
And I went to Whataburger.
I know. I personally feel, and our phone's about to blow up, that Whataburger is better than In-N-Out Burger. Don't call. We will not accept your phone call live on air. Your opinion is meaningless to me.
I think Five Guys is better than In-N-Out.
Well, that's what you get for thinking you're an intern.
Yeah, exactly.
They just need that answer.
Oh, look at us asking interns for their opinions and stuff. Huh. How does that work?
No.
Did we turn his microphone on?
No. I turned it off.
That's too bad.
I made sure to turn that thing off.
That's awesome, dude.
But
So there is a person that listens every single week, and that is Rafael R. Lovato Sr. If you do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and you know who Rafael Lovato is, I'm completely blown away that he listens to our show. That is a huge deal for me. What is all over your shirt, man? What is this, like fish scales?
Probably dog hair.
No, that, dude.
Oh, I don't know what it is.
That is awesome.
But I did. We remember when I got here, we were working in the truck putting the new H-Train show Encore into the truck. And if you have no clue what that I'm talking about, well, no, then that's no great does. Because we're going to go on a music break. And when we come back off that music break,
West.
Not only will we tell you what we're talking about, but we're going to be talking with an extra cool guy. So whatever you do, you want to stay with us. Don't go away because...
I'm Brett D'Alessandro, and I'm the founder of Backpacks to Life, and you're listening to the H-Train Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. It is the moment that everybody's been waiting for. We have Wes, the proud owner of the Coffee Cabin, and people, I've only known Wes for a short amount of time, but I will tell you, you have no idea how much this guy does for the community and Parker and the surrounding areas. We didn't bring him on here to, you know, to give him a pep rally, but we should. We brought him on here to talk about the stuff that's going around Coffee Cabin. For instance, like he does, Toys for Tots.
He does so many things for his community that Fox News gave him an award for it. Wes, tell us about the award you got.
I got a Patriot Award from Fox News for I believe just for some of the things that we do at the cabin. And it's not just me. It's my beautiful bride sitting next to me, Christy, and all my customers that have been with me going on at least 15 years now.
So it's not even a cult following anymore. Everyone around the world knows who Wes from the Coffee Cabin is. It's extremely
I wouldn't
impressive.
Go that far, but thank you very much. And thank you so much, Joel, for that wonderful introduction.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know what?
Did you also know that he rides one of the coolest motorcycles on the planet?
That's what you was telling me.
He's got a Ural. What's a Ural, you ask? It's a Russian-made three-wheel drive motorcycle.
That's right.
Super cool.
And I fell off it the other day.
Did you really? Oh.
Yeah. That's a long story.
We're kindred spirits. You have no idea. I fall off mine all the time, brother. Hey, man, you have a gigantic trailer parked outside the Coffee Cabin right now. What do you got going on with that trailer?
Yes, sir. And I really, first of all, I just want to say thank you both very much for letting me come on your show. It's an awesome show, and I'm really proud to be here. The trailer, every year, we do a toy drive. We've been doing it now for going – this, I believe, is our 13th year. And it's for Pine Lane Elementary School. It's for there's like 400 kids below the poverty level at that school. You know, it's really tough, and there's a lot of people, especially now with COVID and all the stuff going on, there's a lot of people having a really tough year. So what we do is I make sure every single one of them get a brand new hat, coat, and gloves and as many toys as they can handle. And when I was a kid, I was that kid. Everybody helped my mom raise six kids by herself. So I like to give back, and it's very important that we take care of the kids. And that's what it is.
So before the show went live, we were doing show prep tonight, and I blasted something out on social media about how you're going to be on the show tonight. And my phone instantly started blowing up. People asking, what do you need? People are mutual friends of ours saying, hey, I went and saw Les today. This is what I'm bringing tomorrow. What else do you need to go into that trailer right now?
That is beautiful. That warms my heart, man. Well, you know, some, you got to remember when they go back home, you know, their parents are struggling. Their parents are struggling horribly right now, a lot of them. And, you know, the school, the district can only do so much. So with that being said, you know, there's kids without, hopefully, I doubt this very highly, but I think there's you know, there's kids that go without sometimes, and it's really tough. And right now, I think any toys, anything from a kid from first grade all the way up to the sixth grade is at that school. And you know, even some of the teachers, you know, get help with this as well. So it's a community effort, and it's not just me. This is a community effort, and I guarantee you that trailer will get packed. My goal right now is to buy 50 $50 gift certificates from, you know, like Walmart or King Supers or somewhere, so that when we give them all the toys, the parents could also go to Walmart or, you know, King Supers and buy a turkey or buy food for the kids so they could have a nice dinner and such. But it's done really well. The teachers work their butts off. The principal, Chris, works his butt off. And what they do is we just want to make sure that the other kids that are more fortunate, the kids that are less fortunate, don't have to, you know, see this. You know what I mean? So what happens, how we do it is, the teachers will come down to the cabin, I'll load up all their trucks, and the teachers will load up their trucks. They take all the toys, they go back upstairs, they go back up to the school. They'll do the whole entire gymnasium. They'll put tables everywhere, and the parents can just walk in, and they get any coat they want. They're all brand new, matching coats, hat, gloves, any toys they want, bicycles, I mean, everything, you name it. And then they take it home and they wrap it up for the kids, and the kids have Christmas, and nobody's the wiser, and the parents are happy, the school's happy, and the kids are happy.
So the nice part about having an internet radio program is that we are not limited to just what we can broadcast on FM in our local area. We have listeners in Argentina, in Brazil, over in Afghanistan, Syria. All kinds of people are listening to the show around the world. If people can't get something to you in hand, how can they make a donation to help contribute to the cause that you got going on?
See, you're way ahead of me. I'm not that smart, but
I never figured that one out. It's only my 15th year.
We're building.
You know, something, if somebody from you know, another country, if somebody from another state wanted to help out, typically what I'll do is if somebody calls me and says, hey, you know, I want to help out, I want to make a $100 donation, what I'll do is I'll just run their credit card on my cash register, and I'll pay the tax on my own. I have no problem with that. And typically that's what I'll do.
Look, man, always out for everybody else, man. Dude, it's incredible. You kill me, man. Your generosity is overwhelming. Yeah. The things that you do for the community. I've been there when you've had some of those supporting the blue lines and things like that, some of the events you've had going on at the coffee cabin. Your generosity knows no bounds, Wes, legitimately.
Well, you know what? Everybody's done that for me. When we were kids, they did it for my mom. They helped to raise six kids, pay all our bills as well. And in this world, you know, a lot of people talk and a lot of people complain. But instead of talking and complaining, just do. And that's what I do. But you got to remember, I got 14 years of almost 15 years of customers that never say no. They're so incredibly generous. They'll show up with bicycles. They'll hand me cash. Right now, I have almost $1,000 cash. And that obviously I'll use for, you know, for the Walmart cards or the King Supers cards or what have you. But this is all my customers. And this goes to show you how wonderful a town Parker is, Castle Rock is. I mean, this reaches all the way out. The tentacles go everywhere. People come from Aurora and they'll say, hey man, I saw you on Facebook or somebody told me about you. How can I help? It's, you know, it's everybody. And that's what America is all about. This is why I love my country, and this is why I fly my flag, and this is why I do so much, because people by large are generous. People want to help. People want to do the right thing, and unfortunately they'll turn on the news and they'll see otherwise. But it's guys like you to spread the good gospel, and this is the good stuff, man. It's all about the kids.
You are literally doing God's work in this, no doubt in my mind. So how long has the coffee cabin been around? How long have you been in business?
We opened up in August of 06, and, you know, we've been in business since then, August 06. Pretty amazing, man.
Dude, I was just telling – so when we have music breaks, we go outside and I smoke a cigar and he smokes a cigarette. And I was telling
him – cigars all the time.
I was telling him that, hey, they're bad for you. It's not a good habit to have, man. I was telling him that when I worked right near you – oh, look at you. We call that Kool-Aid here. What do you call it? That I used to stop by, we would all stop by from the office, and we'd stop by and grab your Nitro Cold Brew.
Yeah,
and man,
Nitro Cold Brew.
That would have you wired for the rest of the day. That stuff is addictive. God, that stuff is good.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, man. I have the greatest coffee roaster in the world. It's
It's Tal Fishman and his family. They're from Israel, and they got here about 20 years ago, I believe, or more. And he's a coffee roaster, and he owns Espresso Smith. It's located in Commerce City, and this is his stuff, as you know. It's a whiskey barrel coffee, and it is amazing. What he does is he takes the coffee beans, and before he roasts them, he lets them sit in old whiskey barrels for like 8 months. And it absorbs all the whiskey and the oil and the flavor. And then when they roast the beans, the temperature's so high, the alcohol evaporates. And then they infuse it with nitrogen, so it looks like a Guinness beer. It comes out of a tap. And it's really the best stuff. It's my biggest seller at the cabin.
Oh, I have no question in my mind. We actually have some right here that we're going to give away on air tonight. So
yeah, buddy.
You have taken care of even our listening audience, so it's nothing but good stuff. So what else? What is the overall goal? What, do you have a dollar amount you'd like to raise? You have how much more room you got in that trailer? If people are listening and they want to come bring some stuff, what else do you need? What else can people bring?
Okay, so what I do is everything gets turned over on December 15th because after that the school is shut, they're gone, everybody's gone. But I'll take everything up to the 24th. I close on the 25th, but I'll take stuff up to the 24th, and I always have. And then the stuff I get up to the 24th between the 15th, I should say the 16th to the 24th, that 8 days, I'll load up my truck and I'll go down to areas which are, you know, not as blessed as we are here. And I'll pull into a church. I think 2 years ago, I went into the Tennyson home, which is the most incredible place I've ever been in my life. Boy, if that doesn't humble you, nothing will. And then one time I took my daughter, Kylie, and my granddaughter, Braylon, and we went to downtown, and we went to the battered women's shelter. And you know what everybody needs? They need diapers. They need wet naps, you know, the things to wipe the baby wipes.
Yep.
They need clothes. They need everything. Anything that you could get, anything somebody wants to give, that's what, you know, that's where it all goes. It goes to these people. And a couple of years back, I got Red Robin gave me $1,000 worth of gift certificates, and I handed them all out to the women's shelter. You know, I had just an incredible group of customers that are just so incredibly given, and they just show up with cash, with gift certificates, with toys, everything. But to answer your question, because I am a talker, what do you call it? We need toys because that's what kids want. They, you know, they'll get their jackets. That's cool and all, but I want them to have toys. So if somebody's out there and they want to bring in, remember when we were kids, the big Tonka toys, the yellow ones that were made of metal?
Heck yeah.
For a bicycle or, you know, just something cool or something really cool for a girl. Anything you want to bring in, we'll take. As long as it's new and unwrapped, we'll take it.
Well, are you blocking me out, man? What are you doing right there? Wes's coffee?
I was trying to advertise his coffee.
Hey, who's the bald guy at?
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. So, and you know what? And you make an excellent point, Wes. Since you donated said bag of coffee, you know, normally what we do is if a caller is able to call at the end of the show and tell us the correct number of mistakes that we have made throughout the show –
usually it's double digits.
We give away whatever we're giving away. So, you know what? I'm going to let you pick it tonight. What should we do? Who's going to get this bag of coffee from you tonight?
I'll tell you what. We can go one step further. I'll give whoever calls in and gets it right, okay? I'll give them – you give them that bag of coffee. I'll get them a Coffee Cabin t-shirt as well, the Whiskey Barrel t-shirt. It's the coolest t-shirt.
Oh, heck.
And I'll give them a $10 gift certificate to the cabin. How's that? Let's just round it all out.
Wow. Wow, that's a heck of that's the biggest giveaway we've ever had. Usually it's like a used toothbrush.
Yeah, I know. My intern's over here saying, hey, can I make a call?
Hey, man.
What's the number?
I believe thanks to you, we're on three. But anyway. All right, man. Hit the button. Let's get Wes back to work.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Hang on,
Today's
Wes.
Today's interview of the week is brought to you by Colorado Moto Service. We make motorcycles happy, and they tend to make their owners even happier.
One more.
Today's Time to Shine is brought to you by Law Offices of Diane Sawaya. That smart, aggressive, compassionate. It's more than a slogan. It's our mission.
This is your time to shine, baby. It's your time to shine.
Yes, Wes, before you ask, that was me singing. Yes. Hey,
you have a beautiful voice.
I know. I sing like a lark. What do you call it? So, It is your time to shine. It is your – for the next 2 minutes, there may have been a point that we glossed over. There may have been a question that we missed. There may have been a point that you wanted to make that we didn't give you the chance to hit on it. Take the next 2 minutes and talk about whatever you want to, Wes.
2 minutes?
2 minutes, man. You got this.
First, I'd like to say thank you to everybody. And I'd also like to say to anybody that is suffering right now – that I always believe that out of darkness comes light, and this too shall pass. So if you're struggling, if you're broke, if you're having a hard time, you stop at the cabin, just ask me, man. I'll give you a cup of coffee. I have no problem with that at all. But just remember, reach out to your friends. And those of you suffering with PTSD, it's so important to me because I have family members that that suffer from it, as my wife's dad and my nephew and my brother. So do me a favor. Reach out. Don't be afraid. It doesn't mean you're weak. Please reach out, talk to somebody, even call the show if you have to. Call me at the cabin. Anything, please. Don't ever give up, man. And you've done so much for our country. You've given so much. And I'm talking to police officers. I'm talking to any first responder. You've given so much of your life. And your family, the sacrifice your family makes is incredible. This is the holiday season. This is Christmas. You know what? At the end of the day, even if it was the middle of June, there's so many people that love you. You just don't know this right now because you're hurting. Reach out. Please reach out. Call somebody. Call a friend. Call me. Call the guys at the station. Call somebody. You matter. You matter a lot. Man. And that's it. And Merry Christmas to everybody. And thank you so much for joining us tonight. I really appreciate it, man.
Man, we need to give this guy a show.
I know, right?
He's amazing.
He's almost making me tear up.
I know, right? Was that
I just peed a little. I'm a very emotional guy, man.
Oh, my goodness. Wes, we've been looking forward to this interview for quite some time, so we really, really appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you for sharing your time. Congratulations on the award with Fox News, and sincerely, thank you for your support of the veteran community. Yeah, folks, Wes from the Coffee Cabin in Parker, Colorado, he is trying to fill a trailer full of toys for kids. If anything you can spare, by all means, swing by the Coffee Cabin, drop it off, say hi to Wes. I guarantee you he'll talk to you and say hello. It'll take you a little while to get out of there, as a matter of fact. Wes, thank you very much for being on the H Train Show. We appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you. I am honored. God bless you all. I appreciate you more than you'll ever know. I look forward to seeing you guys soon.
You will.
Take care. God bless, guys.
Good night.
Good night.
All right.
That dude, man. Him and Mother Teresa. Same place.
What about they're Gandhi? Right,
they're, who?
Gandhi.
Never heard of him.
Me neither.
Okay, it's cool. Mother Teresa and Wes. Gandhi? That sounds like a made-up name. I told you to stop making up people.
Well, my Google facts check. That was really cool.
Oh,
that was awesome.
Man.
That was awesome.
Have you ever been there?
I have not. I didn't know it was a thing, man.
It's worth the ride. Go take a ride to the Coffee Cabin. They're closed on Sundays for obvious reasons.
Hey, you know what? Intern,
yep.
You can come over and we can final some of the little niches on the truck.
Oh,
that
on our
project that we were doing. Mm-hmm. And I'll drive you down to the Coffee Cabin, and you can join the other part of the highway listening to the encore of the Ace Train Show. And we can go get some coffee in the cabin.
Done deal. Cool with that.
You ought to see him cruising around town on that motorcycle.
If we're doing the encore, it's in the truck, and that thing is
no. I mean Wes's.
Oh, either or. Sign me up for everything.
He's got a it's an OD green Ural, mm-hmm. straight out of Russia.
I love it.
Three wheel drive. All three wheels have power to them. That's
pretty cool.
It's incredible. It goes anywhere. They're super cool bikes. The Colorado Moto Service only authorized repair place in all of Colorado for those.
Really?
Wow.
Yep. Super cool place. Yeah. And yeah, it's a pretty badass place.
He lucked out on that one.
Yeah, he did.
Right. I just really want a listener to call in and win this prize.
Look,
you know?
Man, you are ineligible. You ain't getting no coffee.
Oh, I know. I'm trying to encourage our listeners to call in.
You get the Texas stuff wife out of the cape. Yeah, exactly. Texas wife.
Hey, baby, daddy needs some coffee.
Just act like you don't know me, which should be normal.
Who is this intern you speak of? Never heard of him. Jacob? Sounds really sexy.
Sorry about the headphones right home. Everything.
Oh, Wes, you're good, man. Whatever, dude. You're fine.
So, Swiss, for all you people that don't know, Swiss helped me. I brought in my
official MBR vehicle.
Yep.
MBR1.
I brought in the MBR vehicle.
Mr. Brown.
Yeah.
And we we hooked up this megaphone.
Yes.
It is loud.
I heard it. Everyone heard it. We all heard the megaphone.
I love it. I think it's awesome. Joel's going to get in her. H-Train's going to get in trouble.
I was in the middle of a phone conversation. I'm like, where are the sirens coming from?
Why does it sound really loud? Why is there no one by me?
Am I being pulled over? I'm in a parking spot. How can I get pulled over?
It's not even a handicap spot. We're fine.
I'm going to have to limp when I get out of the car.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. It's loud. It was a good time doing it, so... It was actually easier than I thought it was going to be. So.
Oh, you didn't know before you started?
No.
That's the most intern thing I've ever heard.
No, here's the intern thing. We think that it shuts up when you turn the power off.
You're going to find out in about an hour.
We're going to find out in about an hour.
I said I could at least jump him, you know?
Maybe I'll stay a little later this evening and make sure you get home okay. Barrett needs to get fed.
Follow
so.
Him home.
Yeah. Does Barrett get dinner?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, our dogs do, too. I've had dogs that only ate once a day. That's why.
Barrett
looks like he eats twice a day.
My dog eats twice a day.
Does he?
Morning and night.
Okay. Is this what ADD is? Is this what we just...
I think so.
We really went off
we really are
a whole other direction.
This is the reason why Amanda gets upset with us. We derail half the time.
Play some music for her then.
Oh, yeah. We got that too, don't we? All right.
Anything well, by... anything we're interested in hearing? Any new bands? Any bands we like?
So that's the only thing
Is that later? Is that later?
Yeah, because I need to record the. I think I need to record the video.
Don't spoil it. Don't spoil it. It's super cool. Don't spoil it.
So, all right.
Fly above fire.
That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna go on our next music break, and it will be a little bit longer since I've got to figure out this.
And Rob's got a good cigar tonight.
So what? If-
yes, my name is Ben Bartow. I'm the owner of Bartow Antler Knives and the founder and president of the Horns for Heroes Foundation that we adopted about 3 years ago, and also the owner of BartowWorld.com. And you're listening to the H-Train.
You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H Train Show, and we are back. And before we get all silly,
I'm gonna go over here.
Well, I'm gonna go over here, and I'm gonna see if I can pull it up real quick before. Going crazy because everybody can see us. There's no picture yet.
Do I have to take my piercing?
There's a reason behind that. But while I was in Florida and Rob was.
Whoa.
Sorry about that. I wanted to play this. I was in Florida. Rob got the text message. Hey, check, or we both got the message. Hey, check this out. The band that plays our intro,
Fly Above Fire.
Fly Above Fire.
One of the best metal bands around.
They have wrote this song for our veterans. Yeah, it'll go.
Okay,
it'll go. They've wrote this song for our veterans. And me and Rob are going to shut up and we're going to play it for you. Time now.
Stranger, I know well. Hey, stranger. save the rest.
Back.
Wow, dude. That is awesome.
That is awesome. Really great band. You can I don't know. I asked the band if I could play that tonight. And he said yes. But as you can see on the list, if you was looking, you can see it says on the list that it's still unlisted.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you can grab it, but I think it was an exceptional idea. That was their idea. They just asked me if I could
help put stuff together.
Help put, you know, pictures. Sorry, Rob, that I put the wrong picture.
Oh, come on, man. I look good in any picture. You're good.
Oh, I know. I know.
So, hey, thank you to Fly Above Fire. Yes. Thank you to Kenny Poovey, the rest of the guys in the band. Fly Above Fire, we are huge fans of what you guys do. Really, really appreciate you guys. First of all, it's an amazing song and an even cooler video, if I say so myself. So I don't know if you folks can download it quite yet, but definitely check out Fly Above Fire. Download them, buy their music, support the band. Nothing but a great bunch of guys with some great tunes.
Yeah, and I just I talked to them today because there was a slight mishap with YouTube. Said that they was going to pull our stuff down because we didn't have written consent. And I'm like, no. We do have written consent. So I disputed that and went to the band and told them what was happening. And he's like, oh, no. He's like, well, we'll try and get this fixed.
So did we just have a world premiere video on The H-Train Show?
We did.
That is awesome!
Yeah.
XM Radio right now is like, how did they get that before us? World premiere. Look at
that's
us.
That's a great band, too. They are a really good band. But, you know, I was talking to them, and this is the reason why I was bringing it up. Ever since the intro came out.
Yep.
They have over 30 new subscribers and over 1,000 downloads.
Love
of that
it.
Song.
I anything I can do to bring attention to that band, I'm a huge fan of.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely.
Yeah.
So good stuff.
Good stuff. Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Ooh, is it time?
Of all ages, it is What the Moment.
Those are cool tats, man.
Oh, for real. Thank you, bro. You see the cobra?
Man, what is this one?
Oh, this?
Uh-huh.
That's my credo. No regrets. Mm-hmm.
You have no regrets?
Dad?
No.
Like, not even a single letter?
No way. Not me.
Well, I love him. I think he's great.
Okay.
I think he's a real winner, Casey. If I were you, I wouldn't use protection.
What the? Best ever.
That is the best intro to any segment
ever.
On the radio.
And, you know, I don't know why, but, like, this is coming up a little, too short on Instagram.
Coming up awesome.
Too so short, like, I was going to show our intern how to plug it like that.
Uh-huh,
maybe it will look better on our Instagram.
Huh. I don't know. I think it looks pretty cool. Look at us.
Yeah. So what I did, just so you know, intern, what I did was I made it so that you didn't have to go on that computer and do every single thing. This captures that window, and now it's on Instagram.
Right there.
So just make sure that the window's like that small so that people can to read it because it's a mobile. So
I have no idea what he just talked about. All I know is multiple computers and
don't worry.
I shut off.
Don't worry, because before February, it is my goal We're going to have a computer there, and we're going to have a computer here.
I was wondering where you were.
One is going to be TikTok streaming.
Oh, God.
And then LinkedIn is going to be the other one streaming.
LinkedIn?
LinkedIn.
Wow. That could be kind of cool. Don't forget, we have our interview coming up pretty soon with that Department of Veterans Affairs podcast.
Yes.
The what the heck is it called? Born the Battle.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. That's the 18th.
We'll be yes.
Born the Battle.
I got to make sure they clean the house before I can have friends over.
Don't do it. As long as Barrett's there, man, I'm good. That's awesome, dude.
But, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Man.
We got a lot going on.
We got a lot going on.
It's a busy little radio station.
Yeah, tomorrow I go and pick up the jackets for everybody, the MBR jackets.
Cool.
For those that got the jacket.
If I bring home another jacket, my wife is going to throttle me.
Well, you didn't order one.
Yeah, so. That's what I'm saying. If I bring home another, there's a reason I didn't, because I have a front closet full of jackets. I bring home a Motorcycle Relief Project, Mission 22.
Oh, Broncos, yeah, I bet.
Blah, 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 blah. I bring home one more freaking jacket, and pretty sure I'll be living in a house by myself.
I believe it. I believe it.
And every one of them has a different set of dog hair on them. Yep.
So, what the...
Oh, you want to talk about that?
Yeah.
Want to talk about... What did we decide we're going to talk about today?
We're talking about... I forget what you call it, but these bars. These metal bars that are just showing up at weird places.
The monoliths. Popping up all over the world. Started with one in the Utah desert.
Right.
Highly illegal. You can't just put something up in a desert. So clearly it's aliens.
Like, clear.
What? What? You don't believe in the aliens?
No, I don't believe in aliens.
What?
I don't. I really don't.
The United States government's already announced that we've been contacted.
It's been like, but it's like conspiracy stuff.
You're a conspiracy stuff. No, it's already happened, dude. The United States government said that we've already had first contact.
Okay, all right.
What? Don't roll your eyes at me.
Canadians had a big naval operation chasing a USO. Those are crazy ones.
Can you hear yourself? That's right. We turned off your mic.
What is a USO? I mean, I know it's what the USO is.
Underwater.
Really?
Yeah, they had their Navy chasing it for like a week.
Really?
Yeah, and then poof, it took.
See, I even turned it on his mic and they still.
And it just went psh, out of the water.
So what, you don't believe in USOs either?
Look, it's not that I don't believe in aliens. I'm sure there's aliens somewhere out there. But this metal thing that keeps popping up, it has nothing to do with the aliens.
Maybe it was once rare to stumble upon a... This is from NPR, folks. Upon a 10-foot-tall monolith plopped in the middle of nowhere, towering in silent, vaguely alien mystery over the scenic landscape. But the curious find certainly seems to be getting rather common lately. On Wednesday, dozens of hikers flocked to a new monolith found atop Pine Mountain in central California. What? Apparently crafted from metal, the new oddity recalls two other structures that suddenly appeared and disappeared, nearly as quickly in the Utah desert and on a Romanian plateau in the past 3 weeks. So what now? They appeared and then they disappeared. So let's hear your explanation there, H-Train.
Okay. Group of kids thought it was funny. Now they think they're going to move it somewhere else, so it'll be even more funnier.
Bruh, there's pictures, bruh.
Of kids?
No. No. Well, there is video of the one in Romania of people taking it up and taking it down. So maybe the one in Romania wasn't aliens. However, the other two, I think it's pretty clear. Because if it was, I'll bet if it was in the cornfields of Iowa or Nebraska or, where is that you're from? Kokomo, Indiana?
Yeah.
That, yeah, all of a sudden you...
Kokomo tootin'.
You're darn tootin'. You're darn tootin'. Do you guys have an accent like that?
No, we don't.
So what's your explanation for a monolith just popping up? You think it's all just like kids? What's the point?
I think it's either kids or some adults like making something and be like, oh, this would be so funny if this just popped up. Maybe we'll get on the news or something like that.
And they sure are. Do you legit believe that we are alone in the universe?
I do not. No, I do not.
So do you believe in aliens or not?
I believe in aliens. I believe in aliens, but I don't believe that they are... They're like, oh, let's screw with these dumb Americans.
No, man. That's their, like, radar stations and stuff. That's how they're put... That's how they build the arming device.
Oh, okay. All right. Arming device.
Wow.
Aliens.
What? Did you not see the Navy's recruiting ad? What was that movie with Rihanna in it?
Battleship.
Battleship, yeah. Come on, man.
Oh, man.
I'm really disappointed in you.
Yeah?
I'm really disappointed in you. Why can't it be aliens?
I just don't... I think aliens have better things to do with their time.
Oh, you just asked your alien buddies, and you're like, oh, man, I'd love to build an obelisk, but I'm really busy that week.
Did you ask your alien buddies if they're the ones that popped it up and popped it down?
It's pretty clear. I mean, other than Romania, because who goes to Romania? Certainly not the aliens. What? What are you laughing about, dude?
People, help me out.
Nobody's going to help you.
Help me out.
Don't call, folks. Don't bother
calling.
Help
me out.
We already have the answer.
720-619-0627. You tell me. What is it?
They're already telling you, man. It's the aliens. What?
Oh, man. So.
What?
I don't even know where.
No, you ain't got nothing.
I got nothing. I don't even know where to go after this. Okay, so intern, if I allow you to speak on the mic.
Let's do it. I'm ready. I'm right, sorry about the silverware.
All right, intern. Yeah, exactly. Sorry, it's been there for...
Am I on? Am I live?
You are live.
No.
All right.
No, nobody can hear you. You're good. Just talk.
So that monolith in Utah looked pretty crazy. It's shiny, then seamless. The one in Romania, you could see the seams on the edge. Okay. And I haven't seen any good photos of the California ones.
Apparently, it's the same as the one in Utah.
Which, that's not very far apart, so someone could drive that. Or helicopter, grab it in Utah, take it over. If someone's got enough money to mess around, you know... Justin Bieber bored during COVID or something. Right?
Wow.
I mean, he's got the money.
You guys are going to feel really silly when our alien overlords show up.
Now, aliens. They're Alaska, Puerto Rico, and possibly Antarctica.
Okay.
Because, you know, tunnels through the middle of the earth they might have and all that stuff.
Okay.
And there's no way we're alone in their universe.
Agreed. Agreed completely.
If they're here bothering with us, who knows? Scientology might be right. Or Stargate.
Richard Dean Anderson? I mean, come on, man. Yeah. He's MacGyver.
There is a metal that's supposed to be on this planet that's not here, and it would be the one we'd want to use for spaceships.
Yeah, it's called adamantium. What Wolverine's skeleton's made of.
That's why I want to join Space Force. Let's go to that ring around that's just past Mars of asteroids and stuff and go grab the metal. Get out of this solar system. Who knows what's out there?
The intern's got the right idea. See?
I want to put Camp Melania on the moon.
Why don't you have a seat right here, man? Let's
I know.
It's the intern and Rob show now. Come on, man. Like, come on. Did you want to slide over there, man? Wow, dude. Don't believe in aliens?
No, I never said I didn't believe in aliens. I believe in aliens, but I don't believe it's like E.T. crap, you know? Wow.
So you think it's Justin Bieber dropping...
No, I think the aliens are probably just like animals. They're probably scared more than we are of them.
Let's just check the comments and hear, see what people have to say.
And the whole traveling through space is a whole other problem. Oh, we got to work out logistically.
It's Kenny. We will make it public. That was an accident. I'm working behind the scenes to fix it now. Love you guys. It's an honor to know you. No, Kenny, it's an honor to know you. And thank you for doing that. Let's just check the other messages. Facebook stalking, buddy. Saw you. Bourbon. Midwinter. No, that's not it. Headphones. I guess. Yep. Huh? Nobody disputing my alien theory. Just saying.
All right. Well,
I think it's pretty clear. You guys are going to look awful silly when our alien overlords show up.
Okay. So let's say that there's. Why do you think this metal stuff keeps popping up and down?
Oh, I just think it's the most reasonable explanation.
Okay. Reasonable. Okay. But what's the explanation of why is it popping up and down? Are they trying to communicate with us? What is your feelings on this?
That's what... their guidance system. It's just before the invasion starts.
Oh, okay. So now you think that there's going to be an invasion?
God, I hope so.
God.
This time, oh, man, I wish, need a reckoning.
I wish I was your financial advisor.
It's gonna, it's gonna happen, dude. It's got, and it's gonna happen in the next few weeks. As a matter of fact, it's 2020, brah.
Oh, and COVID was just to weaken our self defenses.
Just to get us fat and lazy and sit at home. Easier targets.
Look at him. See, intern. I feel like you need a job here.
Thank you. I like it here.
See.
Look at that. I press one button and he thinks he got everything now.
Well, speaking as our technical advisor. Nah, man. I mean, it's not aliens. I agree with you. It's got to be like college kids screwing around or something.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just too many different opportunities. And why? Right. I agree with you. Aliens.
It just cracks me.
Go ahead.
It just cracks me up because there's. I mean. It's like a day can't go by, somebody can't come up with, like, a conspiracy or, you know, like, something that's going wrong with, you know, something. It just cracks me up. Like, every single day, there's a brand new, like, computer virus invented. And the only reason why it was invented was to give some guy a job so that he could create a program that has that virus. He has a job now for the rest
creating
of
the
his
problem
life.
So they can create the solution. Yeah. That, mm-hmm. Dude, that's classic government, if you ask me.
Yeah. So.
Hey, we fixed the problem that we created. I agree. But, yeah, you know, I'd like to believe it's first contact and all. But, again, the first contact thing has already happened. The government's already said so.
When I first saw that, I didn't understand what, like, how all the commotion was. I looked at it, and I'm like, oh, look, it's the Lombardi Trophy. And I'm like, no, that ain't the Lombardi Trophy. What the hell is that?
The seams thing is kind of cool. I mean, they made it so that it's seamless. That's pretty wicked right there. I like it.
Okay, so explain to me what the seamless is.
So the one in Romania, when it popped up, it had clear seams. Like, you could see that somebody had bent metal around.
You know how it was like a triangle down each, like...
There's a seam.
Corner of it, you could see the seam.
And there
were
rivets, right? You can see
it was something ugly where the original one in Utah was like polished perfectly and it looked
solid.
So, and such a perfect shape just jammed into the ground right there.
Yep. The Romanian one you could knock over with your hands.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently the ones in California and Utah couldn't knock them over. They were into the ground.
These have shown up in what, like 5 states now so far? Or?
I think we're just 3. Just 3.
And the Utah one's the only one I've seen good, clean pictures of that just look amazing.
The California one's the same. It's in that article in NPR. Yeah. But the Romanian one, it's just
flat. I heard a couple restaurants here that were having out in front.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's just Vladimir and too much whiskey, and or not whiskey, vodka, and too many Adidas tracksuits. So, yeah.
Interesting. All right. Okay.
But I do firmly believe we are not alone in the galaxy, and it's only a matter of time before we connect with them or they connect with us.
I'll agree. Didn't they, like, find some kind of life form or whatever on Uranus?
Here we go. And the phone should start ringing any second now.
Most likely.
Yeah. They will.
Well, no. Was it just Uranus or was it Mars? They found some kind of... movement, and they freaked out about it.
I don't know the answer to that. I've been listening to a lot of, because of this monolith thing, I've been listening to a lot of those NASA podcasts and stuff like that. And there are other planets out there that will support life, is what the way they're saying it. I forget what they're calling the Earth-like structures or Earth-like planets in other solar systems and galaxies.
Okay.
So there is other planets that can support life. I think they're up to like 4,000 potential planets that can support life right now. There is a satellite heading out of the galaxy right now, the Milky Way galaxy, named TESS. I forget what TESS stands for. Terra Earth. I forget what TESS stands for, but basically it's a giant satellite cranking its way through space with a limitless amount of fuel. Is now counted off 4,000 potential planets that are similar to Earth.
Wow.
And can support life. Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
And I think they just found one from, it must be from that's closer to us than that last planet we knew
about that was habitable like us. So I think it's almost twice as close as that one.
Yeah.
You just could, still you like 100,000 light years or something crazy like that. And but it's a lot closer than any other one we knew about.
And they talked about that, like light years. I guess light, it can travel 600 million miles. So it takes 8 days for light to travel from the sun to our Earth. So that's where we get the term light year, which is the sun is, what, 94 million miles away or something like that? Something like that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's only, yeah, so the likelihood of us ever hitting light speed is, it's not going to happen. So, but hey, I mean, when I was growing up, Star Trek had the, what do they call them, tricorders? That looked like basically a flip phone. And that's where cellular phones come from. It's from the TV show Star Trek.
From the idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm still waiting on that teleporter.
Oh, dude. I mean, hey, I get
it. It will happen. It will happen. That might not be in our lifetime.
But it will.
Mm-hmm. Okay, oh, but yep. I can tell you right now, I saw, it was on Amazon.
Here we go. He got anally probed.
Uh-huh. It was a trash can that you put bags in. Put like up to five or whatever, okay, and it automatically sealed it for you, and opened up the new trash bag, and then pushed the used up trash bag outside the back of it for you to take wherever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it on Amazon yesterday.
Did you get it? Christmas is coming.
It was $180, and it was like $6.
What's our friendship worth? That's all I'm saying, man. For $180, your Christmas present was $6. What?
You know, I had an intern that gave me the absolutely greatest gift.
Oh, thank God. That's what he said.
Give to anybody.
On a big love?
He put that megaphone in my truck. So now people can listen to the show.
He's sitting outside right now going, what? He's talking about me.
Who?
Yeah, I am. Dude, it was amazing.
What'd you give him in return?
I bought him Jersey Mike's.
You bought him a sub.
Yeah.
Seems fair.
I'm not sure who won that deal.
Yeah. It was a pretty delicious smelling sub.
Yeah.
A sub above. You can't remember. You can't forget. A sub above.
See what he's doing there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is it time for a music break yet?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, well, let me give you two quick science facts before we go. One, China hit a satellite on the moon, grabbed some soil, and brought it back already. Landed back the soil from the moon's back on Earth already. It took them like a week. And the one where we landed the satellite on the asteroid, that soil just got back this week also.
Oh,
so we got two new samples. Who knows? Maybe Venom's appeared. Here.
It's not looking good, man.
Mm-mm.
Not looking good at all.
Maybe that's where the monolith came from.
Venom?
Well, the asteroid.
Have you seen Apollo 13 where the rocks that like... Oh, dude. Don't watch it. Don't watch it. Don't watch it.
We're going to go on music break. When we come out of that music break, we're going to be hitting...
This is Joshua Pricebeck. I'm the founder of Operation Enduring Freedom, and you're listening to the H-Train Show.
All right, and we are live and back.
All right, this is important. H-Train,
ladies and gentlemen,
give out the phone number.
All right, here we go. 720-619-0627. Phone lines are open.
If you are listening, you can call or you can text. If you give us the correct for the next 20 minutes, if you give us the correct number of mess ups that we have had tonight, yes, we know what the number is, you will win 2 pounds of Whiskey Barrel coffee from the coffee cabin. What, a t-shirt, he said, and a gift certificate for $10. Is that what I heard him say?
I think so, yeah.
So, if you know the answer to that, call that number again. What's that number?
720-619-0627.
If you call in, you will win, and I'll ship it to you. 2 pounds of coffee, a gift certificate for $10 to the coffee cabin, and a t-shirt. And I will go see Wes tomorrow, and I will go get myself a cup of coffee, and I will go see him and get the rest of your stuff.
All right. So if you're watching this on Facebook, if you're watching this on Twitter, wherever you're watching this,
closest to the pin counts. If you get closer than everybody else, you're going to be the winner.
Yeah, so message us. Message us.
You can message us on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. You can send us a message wherever you want, but you have now 21 minutes and 13 seconds to make it happen.
As we talk the ugly truth.
So ugly.
I don't think we should talk about the ugly truth.
And then I didn't have a chance, but I was going to play this.
Here we go.
Where is it?
I don't know.
He sent it to me. And I told Jake I was going to play this because this from now on is going to go to where after that ugly truth.
I'm listening.
Still waiting.
Okay, so
okay. This program is just plummeting through the floor, man. What the heck was that? Who did you promise that to?
So I told you, it happened last week.
Yeah.
We heard that. We were cracking
up.
And he's like, I'm going to find it on YouTube. I'm going to send it. And from now on, I'm going to copy and paste it to the ugly truth.
You ain't got
it. But I didn't have time this weekend, of course, you know.
Yeah. What were you doing?
I went to Florida.
Florida.
So I went to Florida. Got in a hot tub. My olive. Don't go in the Ranger panties if you got olive green. Don't go in a hot tub. I found out it turns it tan.
Does it really?
Yes.
I go in the hot tub all the time in my Ranger panties. No kidding.
Well, evidently.
So now you have khaki colored Ranger panties?
Yes.
That's pretty cool, dude.
Yeah, it looks like I pissed all over myself.
Maybe we're blaming the hot tub and we had a little too much. We've all been there. So, for the ugly truth, folks,
we got a text.
But I may have missed some. That is not nice.
Pretty close, though. You got to
9135. That is not a nice answer.
You won, though. 9135. We're just going to give it to you, man.
Wow, dude. Wow, that hurts. 9135, 303, whoever you are. That hurts a lot. You're cutting me deep. Man, I had my one save. I found the volume button and everything. I did so good. Wow. All right. Hey, so the 9135, by all means, send us your name, and we will get you your bag of two bags of coffee.
Yes.
So congratulations. You've won, you jerk.
Oh, boy.
We're going to find out it's your dad or something. Everyone's now public. All right, cool. That's terrible. Public. Kenny, love you, man. You're the best.
Did you read that?
I did. Thank you both.
So yes. He literally didn't want to make it public until we was able to premiere it.
That's awesome.
And now, because the video is now public, talk to my bass player, love the guy. He said it was not shareable or public on purpose until after you all announced it. He wanted to surprise you and me and make it special for us and
NBR. World premiere video.
Right.
MTV can't even say that they have world premiered a video anymore.
Right.
But here on the H-Train show, it's what we do. That and giving away bags of coffee to people with wildly inaccurate guesses. That hurts. 9135.
Oh, that was funny. It was funny, though.
It was pretty darn funny.
We don't have as many mistakes as but, we used to.
I like these, like, but I might have missed some.
But, you know, I got to toot our horn on that, though. Because when Rob first started, when I started the streaming, like, there was mistakes A lot of mistakes. Made a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
But now, since we've done it for now nearly a year, it goes pretty smooth. We don't make mistakes.
Call it growth.
Growth, okay.
No, I mean, like, you know, when Jen and I were here and you were gone, it was one big mistake. So just one mistake. You couldn't really break them up or divide them up, you know? It was just, you know, it was just one big train wreck. So, yeah. But, yeah. Yeah. It has gone a lot smoother. And I like the way I like that you're rotating the interns through so everybody gets a little flavor as to...
Of how I do, stuff, how it's done.
I'd like to hear from people that have gone on, like Jen, and found out how applicable this was to her time with what she's got with her new job now. And by Jen, I mean Midnights with Moon. Listen to her show Friday nights.
Yes.
Here on NBR. It's an awesome radio show. So, yeah. All right. So, let's talk this here. So, today is December 7th. Today, December 7th, 2020. On December 7th, 1941, Japan staged a surprise attack on Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, decimating the U.S. Pacific Fleet. Germany and Italy declared war on the United States days later. America found itself in a global war. So today is what the day of infamy that plunged us into World War II, ladies and gentlemen. And it's very important here on the 8 Strange Show. With my job when I'm not here on the radio, I've had the chance to meet a couple of very few World War II veterans, and it's always humbling to meet them. I met a guy who was 98 years old this past week, and he flew P-51 Mustangs in World War II. At the start of World War II. Yeah, can you imagine that guy? And that the only word to use was cantankerous. That dude was, exactly what you're
thinking. Definition on that one.
he was surly is the word I'll use. Yeah, he was a lot of fun to be around. I had a good time with the guy.
Oh.
Yeah, I had a really good time with him. And his wife was cracking up because he was like yelling and being mean and whatnot. And I was like, yeah, man, whatever, dude. And he's like, don't you whatever, dude, me. He was awesome. I liked him a lot.
Was that this weekend?
Last week.
Oh, okay.
Last week. So, yeah, the last of the – there's very few World War – I mean, my grandfathers were in Korea. So, right. Yeah, there's very few World War II veterans left in our nation. So it's kind of cool to get the chance to ever meet those guys. So, but, yeah. Yeah, today's the day, folks. Don't forget the day. It's very important to remember.
Yeah, I don't see a lot of World War II veterans.
Mm-mm. Well, and anymore. The fact that he flew P-51s, I mean, that was like early in World War II.
Uh-huh.
You know, because we were starting to get into like, it was Vietnam. We started to get into jets and stuff. What? Go ahead, speak.
I was gonna say, are the P-51s the biplanes?
No, that's
like Red Baron.
No, man, I believe that's World War I, but I like your enthusiasm.
It's only like 15 years apart or something, right? 10 years?
That was the war to end all wars, but no, P-51s, no, we are still using propeller aircraft in World War II.
Mm-hmm. Still use them today.
I mean, not as aggressively as we were, but yes. Yeah, so, yeah, this dude was a P-51 pilot. It was pretty cool to meet him. So, but yeah, December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day, it's glossed over in a lot of other media outlets, but you know, here on the H Train and on military broadcast radio, we like to remember things like that. So, kind of important that we talked about it today, I thought.
Yeah, you know, growing up as a kid, hearing about Pearl Harbor for like the first thing, was it one of the attacks that you knew as a kid, or did you I'm talking to you.
Me, definitely. You know, I grew up in New England, so...
Did you? Where?
New Hampshire. Central New Hampshire. Lakes region.
Okay.
And then, so we were big into Revolutionary War. You know, we were right there with all the history and everything. And my grandfather was a bomber pilot in World War II.
Hmm.
Him and his brother, my great uncle, they just passed away like 3 years ago at 97.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was a big thing, and the whole history right around there. You know, when my great I don't know how many greats on him, but grandfather signed the Declaration of Independence. So I've always been into the history and, like, America and all that.
It's amazing. It takes a tragedy like that for our nation to coalesce around something. So, yeah, kind of catastrophic. What?
Say, why can't we do it around COVID, too, then?
You make an excellent point, and that
you make an excellent point. Why does it take something like that? I think it's – well, just like – I mean, you and I remember September 12th. You know, our nation was well, you probably do too. You're not that much younger than us.
My brother was actually – he's a U.S. Marshal, and he was in Manhattan. Or wow. Actually, he was in Jersey making arrests, but then whoop, right back, guarding the courthouse for the next, like, 36 hours.
I was a young paramedic when September 12th happened, so and I had a couple of friends that were with the New York City Fire Department at the time that we lost. So, yeah, it's amazing how our nation can take a day like that and just kind of come together around something like that. And you make a great point. Why is it that, but not a pandemic like COVID and stuff like that? It's a great question. You make an excellent point, actually. I like where you're, you might have just changed my attitude on a few things. No joke.
Because I would want to say that America's like the Cleveland Browns right now, but they're winning and we're kind of losing, so it's not working.
We really
like
are
a broken getting, sports team.
We, as a nation, we are getting kicked in the nuts right now. So yeah,
we're definitely in like a decade. You know, that's like I know what I want to say, but I'm trying to find the words. But I believe a lot of Americans, ever since 9/11, they've took this big ball of anger, and instead of addressing people with this ball of anger, they have addressed it on like social media.
That's a good point. Okay.
Yep. And then once you got that big ball of just angriness, you look at it, you read it, and you're wondering, like, wow, there is people that hate America. I posted something on my social media. I didn't get very many likes. I just wanted people to kind of to see how today's society is.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just how today's society is. I don't have time to tell that story because we gotta go to tribute to True. So,
oh, and the winner, the number 42, that's one of our regular listeners.
Oh, okay.
You've met him.
Okay.
And his lovely wife. So yeah, go to tribute to the troops, man.
All right, everybody, it is that time. It is the tribute to the troops. I want to make sure I get it all over here. Yeah, there we go. All
day long. Tribute to Truth. Sponsored by High Style NXT. Custom quality furnishings and gifts with attitude.
This is an MBR moment of heroism.
Sir, I don't know how to tell this story.
Well, you got to, Joe. You tell the American people what these men did here. You tell them how my troopers died. Could I make that
sacrifice? On behalf of MBR and the H Train Show, our hearts and prayers go out to each family. And as always, we thank each of them for their service and sacrifice. The victims of the Egypt helicopter crash. End of watch. November 12th, 2020. Captain Seth Vernon Vandekamp, age 31, from Katy, Texas. Chief Warrant Officer 3, Dallas Gerald Garza, age 34, from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Chief Warrant Officer 2, Marwan Sirmay Gabor, age 27, from Marlborough, Massachusetts. Staff Sergeant Kyle Robert McKee, age 35, from Painesville, Ohio. Sergeant Jeremy Kane Sherman, age 23, from Watesca, Illinois. Also included in the crash was Czechoslovakian Sergeant Michaela Tika, age 27, a French citizen, one survivor.
CEO and founder of Warrior Voices, and you're listening to The H-Train Show.
All right, everybody, we are live back here. We're hitting the two-minute warning. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. And you're listening to The H-Train Show. It is that time, Rob. It is the two-minute warning.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1. We have ignition. Strap in.
It's the two-minute warning. What did we learn today?
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Sponsored by Common Ground Golf Course in Colorado. A place for all and all the game teaches.
Alrighty then. What did you learn today?
How to resize things on Instagram.
There right you go. Here.
Yeah.
Awesome. What did you learn today?
Well, I'd like to say, first of all, that one of the things I love about the military is with that five veterans that we lost, if you noticed, every one of them was from another corner of the country. You had some people from Massachusetts, Illinois, Ohio,
right,
North Carolina, and I really, really like that about our nation, that it's made up from people all over the place. I learned where the volume button is.
I learned that I can have a really crappy week or a really crappy weekend.
And we can just make it worse here.
And you bring the sunshine.
Just rub the salt in those wounds.
All right, folks.
And we are off.
That's the show for today, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with an all-new show. And remember, you can listen to us again and again. The podcast, this radio show, is available right after we go off the air tonight. And remember, we're here for you,
not for us,
giving our veterans a voice.
Hey, I got it there.